For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au.
God bless you all this evening. Let's open with prayer. Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we pray, Lord, that we will understand the importance tonight of having a hearing ear and an understanding heart. And that this is the path to success. And we thank you for that. In the name of Jesus, amen. Well, this evening, coming around the Word of God, so let's turn our Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3. And as we turn there, I'll tell you that the title of the message is Take Heed How You Hear in Your Life. 1 Peter chapter 3. So the point here is that it really matters in our lives what it is that is in our hearts, how we think, and how thoughts or how we live is really going to be based on what we're listening to and in what attitude or how we're taking hold of what we're hearing. Now in 1 Peter chapter 3, I'll start from verse 8, it says, Finally, be ye all of one mind. So it matters how we are, how we think, and who we are. Having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrawise blessing, knowing that ye are there unto called. That ye should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life. So we're going to answer the question, first of all, about take heed how you hear in your life. If you want your life right, it's going to be based on how you hear. And we'll begin here by seeing in verse 10, For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil, that means to avoid it, and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. Now that part there when it's talking about eschewing evil or departing away from it and doing good, it's talking in part about what you let into your thinking. And how do you let things in your thinking? This is the area that we're talking about called hearing. You see, external and other things obviously come in through what John Bunyan called the ear gate. So it's like there's a gate and in comes thoughts and ideas and things. And that's coming into your heart. And out of your heart, you're living a certain way. Now this is talking about your life. So obviously your life is very much directly connected with your heart. That is, how you live, who you are, is going to be how you think. And in verse 11 here it says, Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. So it's talking very much about what thoughts or what we're laying hold of within us. Verse 12, For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Okay, so that's just giving us an idea that we can control or have a say, or there is a regulating factor in what's going to affect the quality of our life. What's going to affect your life? Well, thinking and acting a certain way is going to have an outcome of who we are and our life. Let's take the next step in this and look in the start of the book of Joshua. And in Joshua chapter 1, God tells Joshua in chapter 1 verse 6, he says, Be strong and of a good courage, For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Verse 7, only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, and that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. So what is going to affect your life is, according to this, is having God's word in your life. Now, when it talks about observing or doing God's word, that's going to come from God's word getting into you. And he talks about meditating, or that means to think about and letting it come in deeply in you, the word of God. Now, this is really important, because once again, it actually is talking about, or we can ask the question, how does it even get into your heart for you to think about it or meditate on it? Well, to get in there, it isn't just looking at a book or something like that. It's about receiving it right down into you. That is to say, this idea of hearing the word of God. So this is just to introduce to us that there are things that affect our lives, and having a good life or good things is going to be based on how we think, and the way we think is going to be based on whether or not we're letting the word of God come into our heart, and therefore that is going to be the regulating factor of how much and how the word of God is directing our thoughts. Okay, so we now come to the book of Luke and chapter 8, where we begin to see Jesus talk directly about this idea of hearing the word of God. Now, we know from the scripture that faith cometh by hearing, and that hearing is something that happens by the work of the word of God, and as we listen to it, it's not just hearing it with your ears outwardly, but it's hearing it in your heart, or we'll say catching it in your heart, laying hold of it within you. And in Luke chapter 8, we're going to start here from verse 4, because Jesus tells a parable and it shows us the whole area of hearing. So I'll read through the parable first. In Luke chapter 8, it says, verse 4, "And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake," this is Jesus, "spake by a parable." Verse 5, "A sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up with it and choked it. Another fell on good ground and sprang up and bare fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, 'He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.'" Okay, so Jesus tells this parable. He describes something about seed and what seed does. So seed does one thing. It wants to sprout, it wants to spring up, it wants to grow, and seed wants to obviously be a flourishing plant. Well, the problem is not seed, is it? According to this parable, the seed tries to work. What is the problem in this parable? What is the issue that seed encounters? Well, the problem is where seed goes. The seed land on a path, the seed land in rocky and stony, dry, barren ground. Does seed land in ill-prepared and poisoned ground with weeds and, you know, things whilst it seems to want to grow, there's other competition for the same area? Or does seed land in ground where it can grow and do what it's supposed to do, which is grow up and produce a harvest of many, many seeds or fruit? This is the very principle about hearing that Jesus is talking about, and we'll see that because he explains to us the actual meaning if we keep reading. So he says, "He that hath an ear, hear hath ears to hear, let him hear." So having a hearing heart is the whole point about what Jesus is talking about. Well, we'll see when he explains it. Let's keep reading. I'll start from verse 9. It says, "And his disciples asked him, saying, What might this parable be? And he said, Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God." This is a really important statement. Jesus has talked about having ears to hear.